WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In his first week in office, President Trump traveled to North Carolina and California, getting an update on recovery efforts after hurricanes and wildfires. The president arriving in Los Angeles, greeted by Governor Gavin Newsom, both shook hands, but the president has been critical of the state's response to the fires and water crisis.
I appreciate the governor coming out and meeting me, Kevin. Thank you very much, and we'll be talking a little bit. We want to get it fixed. We want to get the problem fixed.
Newsom says the state welcomes the president's visit and will need federal aid. The president signaling earlier he is considering getting rid of FEMA and give funds directly to states to handle. The Trump administration's new Justice Department leadership announced today it's curbing prosecutions against people accused of blocking reproductive rights facilities. In a few hours, senators will convene to take up a confirmation vote for Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Our crazy cold temperatures have led one local shelter to be more packed than ever. Overnight Wednesday into Thursday, Porchlight Men's Shelter housed 357 people. During designated winter storm or cold weather nights, local shelters can waive their capacity limits. Their actual capacity of their new larger shelter is 250 people, and they were at least 100 over that. A local security company even came to help just because that's so many people to manage. The Homeless Consortium of Dane County does an annual point-in-time count to get an accurate idea of how many people are facing homelessness, and they did that on Wednesday night. They also survey people and try to connect them with the resources they need. Statewide, the number of people experiencing homelessness has grown, according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum. The pandemic likely contributed to the problem. We saw a nearly 13% rise in homelessness statewide just from 2021 to 2022. In Dane County, the numbers have slightly dropped, and county officials believe that's because of their efforts like rapid rehousing and hotel-to-housing programs. And we're only a couple months away from the NFL draft hosted this year in Green Bay, and they're expecting some big numbers. Lisa Hale reports from Northeastern Wisconsin.
Did you know attending the NFL Draft 2025 in Green Bay will be free? Nick Meisner, Vice President of Digital Marketing for Discover Green Bay, said while you can purchase things during the draft, attending and being part of the festivities will cost nothing.
The draft campus opens at noon. And basically, it's like a festival of football inside the campus. It's like a state fair of football that people can enjoy. And that opens at noon and runs until the last pick of that day.
The NFL Draft 2025 takes to Lambeau April 24th through the 26th.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks trounce the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat 125-96 at Fiserv Forum. The win, despite some challenges, getting back to Milwaukee from New Orleans, where the Bucks were stuck in a hotel during a record-breaking snowstorm. The start time to last night's game had to be pushed back an hour. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Showing up for a game 2 hours before the game off an airplane. My guess is our science team would probably say not the healthiest thing to do. On the plane, we showed the guys their matchups. I told them to be prepared.
NFL, the Buffalo Bills face the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC title game Sunday at 5:30 from Arrowhead. Do the referees give the Chiefs a break when calling penalties?
I don't feel that way. I mean, I just try to play football at the end of the day. The referees are doing their best to call the game as fair and as proper as they possibly can. And all you can do is go out there and play the game that you love as hard as you can and live with the results. And so that's what we preach here in Kansas City.
That's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the low 30s, mid-20s, and mostly sunny Sunday. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing through the 30s, even a few 40s.
Currently, we're at 15.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The John and Gordy Show.
Good morning, Pam.
She's reporting on The Green and Gold, a new film that's out there. You were at the premiere.
Yeah, they
of
had
that.
The Green and Gold movie, which is a story about a dairy farmer bets on the Packers to win the Super Bowl. I'll be honest with you. Last time that I went to a red carpet event, it was when a company revealed a new herbicide.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend happenings in terms of news and offer you another look at what's worse, your opportunity to call in. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to talk trash, but only when he's at the dump, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday night. We are almost done with January. How does that feel? I feel great. I feel like the days are getting a little bit longer. 30 seconds a day, Conrad. That's what we get. 30 seconds more of daylight per day.
I appreciate it more every day.
I do too. And I don't notice it. So after a couple weeks, all of a sudden you're looking at what? 7 extra minutes? Doesn't sound like a lot, but it helps a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, great to have you here at Nightlight on a Friday night. We have a really fun show tonight. I have been, this is one of those days, you know, I mean, this is a job, but I really do love it. I love getting on the air, talking about the things we talk about on a nightly basis here. Today was one of those days I could not wait to get on the air and just start yakking. We have so much fun lined up tonight. It's Friday night fun. So it's that kind of fun. It's music. It's comedy. It's a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. That's another reason I'm very excited. Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio will be here bringing us new music, as she so often does, just about on every Friday. She'll be here at 7:35 with some great tunes. Did you listen to the music, Conrad?
I did, and it's
good stuff.
It's some fun music.
It really is. She's batting 1,000, I have to say. Terry will be here. We've got comedy with a friend of mine, Jackie Flynn, will be here at 7:05. He's playing in Kenosha this weekend at the Kenosha Comedy Club. It's so funny, like, I can't say the word Kenosha without thinking of the Kenosha Kickers from Home Alone and John Candy. But Jackie will be there at the Kenosha Comedy Club. We'll talk to him about the shows at 7:05. Jackie's also a very talented actor. He's been on the show. He's a regular on the show Loudermilk, which is very funny. And he's been in movies like The Three Stooges, Ricky Stenicki, Kingpin. Just a really, really talented and a really funny dude. He'll be here at 7:05. We'll talk to Jackie and our friend. This was exciting, Conrad. I saw, you know, we typically have our first guest tonight in the studio with the Piatt family, Chris and Paul, and they play guitar and sing, and they're just fantastic. And they usually come on seasonally, like towards the end of the year, we'll have them on a couple times, like November, December, to promote Doctors in Recital. A really great outfit that is doing a show tomorrow night. It's their yearly show. It's for a good cause. It's people in the medical industry that sing songs and sing together and solos, all different kinds of music. It's such a fun, it's just a bash. And Kim runs the whole thing, Kim Shevchik. So, and she's also an incredibly talented singer. So we will have Kim on at 6:35 to make one final push, because I really think this is just such a great event. We'll have Kim here to tell us about it. And if you're interested in seeing some live music tomorrow night on what is supposed to be, I think, still pretty cold. There's nothing like going to see live music during the winter when you're inside and warm. And Doctors in Recital puts on a great show. Kim will Kim will be here at 6:35 to talk to us a little bit about that. And we have two songs that Kim has performed in previous shows that are just excellent. And when she usually comes in, Conrad, she just sings. But in one of these clips, she's playing the piano, too. I didn't even know she played the piano.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It seems to impress me more than it impresses you. But I think it's really cool. Yeah. How are you doing tonight, buddy? You doing okay?
I'm doing great. Yeah, it's a little chilly out there tonight.
But not as, is it as bad as it's been, though? I think it's...
It still feels
a little better, right?
You know, 10 degrees is still 10 degrees.
Yeah. You know, you do live in Wisconsin, right? In Green Bay.
I do? Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't
Wasn't
know.
Your fault, though. Your parents moved here.
Yeah, but...
That's how we all get stuck in cold weather areas. Then we grow up and we love it, and it's harder to leave. Ladies and gentlemen, we are lighting the night tonight, and helping us do it is Appleton Cigar. On College Avenue in Appleton. What better way to help? Who better to help us light the night than a cigar company? They are a great little operation. They've been serving the community for over 25 years. If you are a cigar aficionado and looking for a one-of-a-kind experience, you need to check out Appleton Cigar. They boast the largest selection of cigars north of Milwaukee. They have over 700 kinds of cigars to choose from, and they have a walk-in humidor. Go in there, you can get a cocktail. They'll help you pair the right cocktail with the right cigar. It's just a great experience. I've been in a cigar shop about five times in my life, and it's just such a unique experience. It's just a great conversation. And the more I went, I noticed women going to them too, which is kind of fun. Because when the first couple of times I went, it was just dudes. And they were old, stodgy dudes. Now I think it's a much better atmosphere. Although I'm sure those old, stodgy dudes are still there too. But they will help you. And if you're an aficionado or if it's your first time going to Appleton Cigar, they'll get you all set up and you can have that cigar experience. And they will set you up with a premium cigar and give you the full experience. Appleton Cigar is located at 415 College Avenue, and they are open Monday through Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. For more information, go to appletoncigar.com. We should head in there one day, Conrad, and just kind of hang out.
I actually might go there tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the occasion?
Well, I'm taking care of my brother's cats.
And they smoke cigars?
Yeah.
They should.
So one is named Jelly Bean. Maybe I'll get the Jelly Bean cigar for Jelly Bean.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, I'm meeting up with one of my friends who lives in Appleton. We're going to the Timber Tap Brewery, which is a great brewery. If you're in Appleton, check it out.
And okay.
After that, yeah. Might go check out the Appleton Cigar Company. So,
dude, you got to take a picture.
Oh yeah,
you get in there.
Yeah,
take a
definitely.
Picture with Norm or whoever's in there, and we'll post it. I think that would be really cool. I would expect a full report on the Appleton Cigar Company. It sounds great. So that's that. Hey, if you're watching tonight, folks, on the stream, I welcome you because I think it's so great. The more I thought about this today, it's so great that people can watch the radio. You know, we're on YouTube. What else, Conrad? Facebook,
Twitter, yep.
X, whatever it's called. And it's great to have you either way. It's great to have you on the old-fashioned radio or on the app, which is very easy to use, too. Give us a like or a follow if you're there. We always like to get likes and follows. And I have to bring up something that I learned about today. I didn't know it existed. It is a centuries-old Scottish tradition called Hercule Dirkling. Now, I know you know what it means now, Conrad, but yeah. What would you think that means?
I would think it's like some type of like fruit or something. I don't know. That's if
See,
I just
I
heard
thought
it.
like wrestling or something.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
You want a Hercule Dirkle? Come on, man, I'll take you. You know, like, and then guys roll around or whatever. But apparently it just means being lazy. It is the art of laying in bed past the time you're supposed to get up. That's called Hercule Dirkling. And the Scottish have been doing this for a couple centuries. Do we have the clip of the woman explaining it?
Yes, we do.
Let's play that so people get a better sense.
Expression of the day from the Scots Dictionary is Hercule Dirkling. And to Hercule Dirkle, a couple of centuries old, is to stay in bed long after it's time to get up. I'm a Hercule Dirkler.
I mean, it's like so... Foreign people just make things sound so much more acceptable. Like in America, it's get your lazy ass out of bed. Hercule Dirkling is just staying in bed. And they stay as long as they want. Sometimes they have coffee. I don't know. I always thought if you stayed in bed too long, it meant you were depressed or just lazy. But Herkel-Dirkling is like a form of therapy. Apparently, sometimes we need to lay in bed without the pressure of having to get up. So there you go, Herkel-Dirkling. And ladies and gentlemen, Herkel-Dirkling is sort of the genesis of our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Have you ever Herkel-Dirkled? And for how long? What's the latest you've stayed in bed? What is acceptable? Those are actually a few questions, but we want people's thoughts on this. Let us know what you think. Do you Herkel-Dirkle? I do. I get up and sometimes I'll lay there for an hour. I'll look at my phone. I'll look at an article I didn't finish. Since I've been doing this show, it's taken me longer to get out of bed in the morning because I used to be kind of a morning person. I love getting up early before other people and getting stuff done. Since I've been doing Nightlight, I'm a little more, I stay up later. So I have been laying in bed more. But eventually it gets to you. But have you ever Herkel-Dirkled and for how long? What is the latest you've stayed in bed? And what do you think is acceptable? That is our question of the night. It's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. There are no right or wrong answers, ladies and gentlemen. There are only your answers. So let us know. We'd love to hear from you. What about you, Con? What do you do? Are you?
I'd say I Herkel-Dirkled every Sunday afternoon in college.
I mean, look, I work at 6 o'clock at night. Herkel-Dirkling is pretty much weekdays for me. I mean, yeah. I don't stay in bed till noon or anything, but it's not that. It's just weird that they have a name for it, I think.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Nowadays, I try to get out of bed before at least 9 just so I can start my day, because I feel like it's a waste of a day if you just, past 10:30, I feel like you're still in bed after that. It's kind of. Yeah, but
because you're up late too.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, sometimes I am. Yeah.
So let us know, folks. We'd love to hear your answers. We will read them on the radio. Flight Risk is out this weekend. There's lots to see. There are Oscar nominated films, folks, in the theaters, on the stream. You have 6 weeks to watch Oscar nominated Best Picture films. I say get to work. That's what I'll be doing over the next 6 weeks. I've seen like 3 of them. I've got like 7 to go. And on that note, Flight Risk is out, the new Mark Wahlberg movie. I don't ever need to see a Mark Wahlberg movie again. I know we've talked about that. And I'm not picking on the guy. He's had an incredible amount of success. But I've seen this movie before, like 80 times. And I don't see myself, even if Flight Risk was like considered fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, I'm probably not going to see Flight Risk under any circumstance. 19% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not that you go by everything Rotten Tomatoes says, but that's something, and it's not reviewing well. And Mark Wahlberg is bald.
You know, it's not like a cap or anything. He actually went bald.
What does that mean, went bald? He shaved his head?
Yeah, he actually shaved it. He didn't put like one of those bald caps on.
So what? Grows back. That's not a leap. A leap is like De Niro adding 60 or 70 pounds. I know Mark Wahlberg would never do that. All right, we'll be right back to break this down, talk about some more Oscar films, and we've got a very funny clip of one of our guests, Jackie Flynn. This is Pete Schwab in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here she comes now.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Choosing a florist for Valentine's Day? For the best and freshest flowers in Waterloo, Lake Mills, Marshall, Deerfield, and surrounding areas, Waterloo Blooms has exactly what you're looking for. Call 920-478-8600 or stop by today.
Equability offers custom-tailored clothing for those with dexterity or mobility challenges. Plus, first-time shoppers get 10% off. Use code CIVIC10 at checkout. Visit equability.co, equability.co, to make your clothes easier to wear today.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We have updates on important state Supreme Court cases involving the outcome of a November 2024 North Carolina Supreme Court election and whether Pennsylvania can count mail ballots with missing dates. First to North Carolina, where after two recounts, a race for Supreme Court justice is separated by 734 votes, with 5.5 million ballots cast. Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs was declared the winner over Appeals Court Judge Jefferson Griffin, but Griffin refused to concede and appealed to invalidate as many as 60,000 voters. Griffin's challenge includes voters with felony convictions, despite North Carolina's returning citizen rights restoration. He and the North Carolina GOP also challenge voters with incomplete registration information, some of whom are even elected officials and have voted for years. Wednesday, the Carolina Journal reported that the North Carolina Supreme Court refused to hear the case in a 5-1 decision, sending it back to Wake County Superior Court to consider Judge Griffin's complaints. Back in October, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court refused to rule on whether on-time mail-in ballots missing a signing date could be counted. Of the two challenges filed, the ACLU's argument that rejecting the ballots is a violation of the state constitution's free and equal elections clause will be considered. No trial date has been set. We have more on both cases at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Jackie Flynn will be here at 7:05 tonight. He's a very funny comedian playing the Kenosha Comedy Club this week in Southeast Wisconsin. Check that out. We have a little bit of a clip of just about a minute long of Jackie's stand-up that I just think is great. So let's hear a little bit of Jackie before we bring him on at 7:05.
And who's the guy in the bathrooms and the nightclubs? You've seen these guys, the bathroom attendants. They work on tips. They get the cologne, the gum, and the candy, and the mints when you walk into the bathroom. They're like ambitious homeless guys, I think. They just showed up. Hey, this bathroom isn't taken. I think I'll set up my sundry shop right here. You got to tip them. They put pressure on you to tip them. You walk into the bathroom, what do? They turn the faucet on fire. Hey, thanks. I could have never done that on my own. Would you like some paper towels? You got me again. My hands are soaking wet, you little mind reader. You got to tip him. He's got a basket of bills he puts on the counter for you to tip him. He strategically placed the basket, right, guys? So you have to trip over the thing to get into the bathroom. He's got $10 of bills on top of the basket that you know and I know he put there himself. I mean, who's the guy giving $10? That was the best crap I ever took. Here's $10. You run a hell of a house, you know that? There's an extra five. I like it down the place. You ever think of franchising? Because I don't see you running just one of these, Stinky. Can I call you Stinky?
Jackie is like just a great Boston comic. Love it. His jokes, he's like just called a banger. Like joke. Great stuff. He'll be here at 7:05. Kim Shefchik will be here at 6:35 to talk about doctors in recital. Our question of the night is, what's the longest you've herkle-derkled? For those of you just joining us, herkle-derkling is a practice in Scotland that's been going on for a couple hundred years. It just means laying in bed, being lazy, kind of resetting. So that's our question tonight. Have you ever herkle-derkled, and for how long? What's the latest you've stayed in bed? What do you think is acceptable? Conrad and I have both confessed to herkle-derkling. I do a little bit of it every day. I kind of lay in bed, look at my phone. Maybe even have a cup of coffee. Conrad said he was a big herkler-derkler in college. So there's no right or wrong answers, folks. There's only your answers. So, and then this is a bar band Friday night too. 7:35, Terry Barr will be here with new music. Such great stuff. So the Oscars, the nominees are out for Best Picture. We really didn't get to this last night. But there are, I'm more than anything, I'm really... I find it interesting because there are a lot of different films that have been nominated. I kind of like that they went to 10 movies. It gives us more to watch as we lead up to the Oscars. But here are the 10 nominees for Best Picture. Emilia Perez, it's a musical about a drug cartel dealer who has gender-affirming issues. Very interested to see that film. A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic. Conclave, the film where they vote on the new Pope at the Vatican. Great cast, too, by the way, in that one. Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci. I'm blanking on the... Oh, John Lithgow is also in it. They play cardinals. But I enjoyed Conclave a lot. Nickel Boys, have not seen it yet, but it's an indie film. Two teenage boys dealing with racial issues in Florida. I'm Still Here. I don't know anything about I'm Still Here, but also an indie. The Substance, I believe, is also considered an indie film. And it's a horror starring Demi Moore. My daughter saw it, and she just said it was really scary. So I'm going to see that. Demi Moore is sort of making a comeback. Dune Part 2. They even have a blockbuster in there. You don't often see, it's not that rare, but I want to say Dune is probably the only blockbuster nominated this year. Although we'll see how the Bob Dylan pick does, A Complete Unknown. But Dune 2, Wicked. Now that's a blockbuster. Conrad only made it halfway through. He was not a huge fan.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. Have you seen any of these other ones, Conrad?
I haven't, but I know Conclave is on Peacock, so I'm going to check that one out probably this weekend and see how I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Anora, another indie, Sean Baker film, and The Brutalist, which stars Adrian Brody and Felicity Jones and is very long. They have an intermission built into the theater-going experience, even at the multiplex level. So I've heard it's very good. These are all... So what is that? I've seen one. I've seen Conclave, Dune 2. And that's it. I got some homework to do. So the nominations are out. We'll be talking about them as we get closer to the Oscars. We'll talk about some more categories too. Actors and actresses, and of course, directors. So listen, I got a sandwich today, Conrad. Do you eat out a lot? What's your day like when it comes to eating out?
I really try to eat the stuff that I got at home. But sometimes it's just so easy to just get a sandwich. Because,
Go ahead.
Right by us is the Hagmeister, and they got some pretty good food, too. And
they have good food.
It's just easy to go there, but I tried just to eat at home.
It's tough. More often than I'd like, I just pop out to get something. I went to one of my favorite sandwich shops today. I like everybody there. But what is it when you say just a little bit? Like, do you want mayo? Just a little bit. They slather it. They empty the bottle. They drown it. Did you hear what I said? I said I want a little bit. I don't know if people aren't paying attention or what, but then I get my sandwich home. I got to scrape the mayo off because it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Same thing with Jimmy John's. You want cheese on that? Nope. I get my sandwich. There's cheese on it. What'd you ask for?
Yeah, I mean, I know first when I get sandwiches, I ask for just a little bit of pickles. I don't like pickles in every bite, but I enjoy some pickles as well. You know what I mean? Pickle.
Yeah.
And I usually have a bite of pickle every bite when I ask for that.
That's a tough ask, though. I'd like a pickle every third bite.
Well, I'm expecting I'm kind of
on the sandwich shops.
Four of them or something, you know, not the whole sandwich length.
I'd like a pickle and a third in every bite I take of this delicious.
I'm going to do that from now on.
I think all they hear is pickles, Conrad, done. And they don't really comprehend what you're saying. And again, they're busy. And I know making sandwiches isn't rocket science. And I'm not trying to look down on anybody. But I think they make so many sandwiches, they just hear mayo, pickle, bam. Yeah. I have one more beef. A nickel. You get 3 minutes for a nickel in Green Bay at the parking meter. Have we talked about that?
Yeah, have you? I think you get seven for a dime.
No, you get 6 minutes for a dime. If they're consistent.
Yeah.
And then you get 15 minutes for a quarter. In a city like, I feel like I'm in Manhattan when I pay those prices. We'll get to the bottom of this. Hey, Kim Shevchik is coming up next, and we're going to talk doctors in a recital. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe, I believe, I believe I'm falling in love.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Wisconsin Heights School District closed all their schools today because of a threat. The Dane County Sheriff's Office was contacted about a potential threat and school was canceled out of an abundance of caution. Deputies determined there was no immediate danger. They couldn't find any criminal behavior, so now disciplinary action is up to administrators. Meanwhile, a school shooting in Tennessee may be connected to the Abundant Life shooting here in Madison. Police say a 17-year-old shot two classmates, then himself, in Nashville on Wednesday. One of those students died, and another has been released from the hospital. Law enforcement sources have confirmed to major outlets that the Nashville shooter may have been connected to the shooter here in Madison. It seems the Madison shooter was following the account of the one in Nashville, and he even posted about her earlier this week. Madison police have remained tight-lipped about the shooter's online activity, but sources told ABC News both of them were connected to neo-Nazi ideology. And Wisconsin employment numbers hit new record highs to close out 2024. According to the Department of Workforce Development, the state ended the year with more than 3,075,000 people working, an increase of about 32,000 over December 2023 numbers. Unemployment here in Wisconsin sits at 3%, which is well below the national average of 4.1%. And officials from UW Health say they're seeing high levels of hospitalizations for the flu. According to the State Department of Health Services, we're nearing the peak of respiratory illness season. They say the flu, COVID, RSV, and other bugs have been spreading really easily. At the start of December, UW Health had zero hospitalizations for the flu, but now they've had at least 40. With all the illnesses spreading right now, they say it helps to test and know exactly what you have so you can keep vulnerable people around you safe. You can get flu and COVID tests at pharmacies. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Oscar nominations came out yesterday. 10 movies were nominated for Best Picture. But in the Best Supporting Actor category, there were 5 nominees, including Yuri Borisov for Anora, Edward Norton for his role opposite Timothy Chalamet in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Guy Pearce was nominated for his role in The Brutalist. Kieran Culkin for the comedy drama A Real Pain. And his Succession co-star Jeremy Strong drew a nomination for his part in The Apprentice. A Complete Unknown, The Brutalist, and Anora all drew Best Picture nominations as well. In the Best Supporting Actor category, it was more good news for A Complete Unknown, as Monica Barbaro was nominated, to no one's surprise. Ariana Grande got a nod for her role in the blockbuster Wicked. Felicity Jones for The Brutalist. Isabella Rossellini is up for her role in Conclave. And after showing her musical side, the Academy recognized Zoe Saldana for her role in Amelia Perez. Every film these actresses were in was also nominated for Best Picture. Nice job, girls. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the low 30s. Mid-20s and mostly sunny Sunday. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing through the 30s, even a few 40s.
Currently we're at 15.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Here are some tips from Dane County Humane Society to keep dogs safe in frigid temperatures. Keep walks short. The lower the temperature, the shorter the time spent outdoors. Remember, paw pads are skin, and they can freeze. Booties can keep a dog's paws from getting cold too quickly. Consider a pup sweater or coat, and find indoor activities to help them burn off energy. Give them mental stimulation like puzzle toys, Kongs with treats inside, hide treats around a room, or train them on a new trick. For more, visit giveshelter.org.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll have Jason Ilstrup from Downtown Madison talking about Downtown Madison.
And is there any way to predict what stories we'll have on Monday?
Not at all.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Hi, this is Jenny Slate, and you are listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. So our question tonight, it's kind of a mouthful. Have you ever herkle-dirkled, and for how long? What's the latest you've stayed in bed? That's what herkle-dirkling really is, folks. It comes from the Scottish, and it's a centuries-old practice that just is the art of laying in bed past the time you're supposed to be up. So have you ever herkle-dirkled, and for how long? What's the latest you've stayed in bed? What is acceptable? We should say alone, too, because that's really herkle-dirkling. I mean, if you're, like, in bed with someone, there's all kinds of things you could be doing. I don't mean that necessarily just, like, you know, sexual. You could just be laying there reading, talking, whatever. So there's no right or wrong answer, but let us know. 414, Tom in New Berlin says, Pete, is the herkle-dirkle from the Shire? I saw it on Yahoo News, Tom. So I don't know what the Shire is. I've heard of that, though. Carla from Baraboo. Aunt Carla says, actually, today Aunt Carla and Uncle Jim herkle-dirkled in Vegas after a long week of many adventures at the SHOT Show convention with no internet. You know what that is, Conrad?
Yeah.
What is the SHOT Show?
Well, Jim owns a gun shop. So okay. It's a bunch of, I think it's a bunch of people who own their own shop. And okay.
And they get together and herkle-dirkle, apparently. They had no internet. Carla says, we decided to stay close to our hotel, wake up late, and check out the old Vegas. That's fun to do, Carla. Great decision. She said, started to drink at 2 p.m. and walked to Fremont Street for a night of adventure. Sounds like there'll be herkle-dirkling tomorrow as well. Tom also from New Berlin says, he calls that binge rest. Oh, I like that. Well done, Tom. Thank you. Thank you for all your texts. Keep them coming. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to turn our attention to one of my someone who's become one of my favorite guests. She has a beautiful singing voice, and she is the organizer of Doctors in Recital. She also performs with them, and she's been in the studio several times and wowed us with her voice. And Doctors in Recital is tomorrow night, so we thought we would have Kim Shefchik on one more time to make a final push for Doctors in Recital. Kim, how are you?
Oh, my gosh, I'm great. How are you?
Doing very well. Oh, I thought you were on the phone. I can see you, though. This is great. You're on the stream.
Yeah, I'm on the stream. I'm backstage. We got rehearsals underway. So it's pretty awesome.
Look at that. And you're all dressed up and looking very glamorous.
Well, we do a full dress rehearsal. They take pictures for next year's promotion. So, yes, I have makeup on. You're probably not used to seeing me like this.
Makeup only adds a little. It's your allure that is so enticing, I think. So, but it's good to see you. I can tell you're having fun, and it looks like just such a great event. Tell us, where can people find tickets, and or where should they just go tomorrow night? Do you have open seats still?
Absolutely. Well, okay. We've got the beautiful Widener space here. I'm sure many people have been in this amazing auditorium. I'm just turning my camera around here. So we've got the lower level full and the middle tier is pretty full, but we've opened up the top deck for tomorrow night. So you can come on down to the Widener Center, get tickets starting at $25. You can go on our website, doctorsandrecital.com or .org. Both will get you there to get your tickets.
And it's for a great cause. Tell us where the proceeds go.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky that we've had some phenomenal partners this year. We have Foster the Village, which is a Brown County Foster Parent Support Network. And then we have the Ecumenical Partnership for Housing. And they help families who are facing homelessness get housing and work towards independent living with their families. And then we also have music education recipients. So we have the Griffin String Quartet, who do some really amazing things in our Northeast Wisconsin community with music education of all ages. And then also the Fort Howard Fife and Drum Corps, which plays at Heritage Hill. So we're pretty lucky to have some phenomenal partners. And like I said, I'm here backstage right now. We have our, it's a little Mendelssohn going on with some strings, but we earlier had some Broadway. We've got funk, we've got country, we've got classical. It's pretty awesome.
You just answered my next question was going to be, what kind of music can people expect to hear? Because I know you guys cover a lot of different stuff.
We have original music. We have Every year, one of our regular performers, he writes a song about one of our recipients. And I heard it earlier tonight. It's called "I Am Home," and it's very moving.
That's great. I would like to, if you're okay with this, give people a sample of what they can hear tomorrow night and the kind of music you create with your beautiful voice. So let's hear a little something. Kim is not with us in studio like she usually is, but she's giving, I feel like we have breaking news here or something. And you're giving us an expose backstage. That's so cool that you're doing this. But here is Kim performing at a recent concert of Doctors in Recital.
Awesome.
That's beautiful.
Okay, well, this is funny because for me, it was like 5 minutes of silence, which is probably better than 5 minutes of listening to yourself. But I'm, I got fuzz in my mouth. I got, I'm backstage, like I said, listening to this wonderful group of musicians playing Mendelssohn. And now you're probably listening to me screeching on something and I have no idea what it is.
No, we played, you shared two files with us for this. How Do I Get You Alone? Beautiful.
And ooh, I should like add,
yeah, you're also playing the piano, which I didn't know you did. That blew me away. Great job there. And then you're very welcome. And then Paul Piot sounded great on that too, playing the guitar and also singing with you. So very nice. Very well done.
Yeah, that's still one of my favorites. We had a good time playing some classic rock with heart.
Yeah. You guys are, so you put this whole thing together, right, Kim? This is kind of your baby. How much work is that? I mean, you have a full-time gig.
I am the chair of the board and help kind of organize the chaos of the getting the sponsors, choosing our recipients, connecting all of our musicians. But I'm actually going to I'll tell you I call her the fairy godmother. She won't really be able to hear you because I have my AirPods in, but this is my fairy godmother of Doctors in Recital. Her name's Lucinda Roberts. She's phenomenal.
Hello,
she's
Lucinda.
A music educator and a lifelong phenomenal piano player, works at East High School here in Green Bay, but she really started this baby back 19 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, all right, Kim, I'm going to ask you something. Mm-hmm. I've heard you now. You've been in the studio several times. You have such a great voice. You're such a good musician. You know, this is a once a year thing, unfortunately, but I know how much work it goes in. Do you ever play at other venues in Northeast Wisconsin throughout the year?
Well, I'm lucky that I get to play with my friends when they ask me. So I'll sometimes fill in for different things. And then at our church, I play and sing. And I definitely have been involved in a few other nonprofits that do music. I think the one that is also near and dear to my heart is On Stage for Cancer, that we do a summer concert. I try to do something to keep me connected to the music. I know I've shared that, you know, my love of music couldn't be brave enough like some of these amazing musicians to keep it as a career, but it's been fun to stay connected, and volunteering is a great way to do it.
Yeah, great point. What about the other musicians? You guys are all full-time medical people in the medical field. Do they find time to perform around Green Bay anywhere or Northeast Wisconsin?
Yeah, we actually, one of the guys in our show, he has an amazing band. They play regularly at a lot of different establishments in town. Crunch Time is the name of his band. Several of the people that are on stage right now, I'll turn my phone around again. They play with the Civic Symphony here in Green Bay.
Nice.
So we've got involvement in our local symphony, and then Dudley Birder Choir. A lot of our physicians sing in that too. So people stay connected to it. And music's a powerful draw, right? And a great outlet.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We're going to hear one more song from Kim after a very short break. You're going to want to hear this because it's from Mamma Mia and she crushes it.
This one's fun.
We are getting, I love that you're doing this. Conrad, we have to find a way to do this more often because I feel like we're getting a total sneak peek backstage. Well, we are.
My God.
And this is tomorrow night.
So cool. Yeah,
this is tomorrow night. So if you're looking for something to do on a cold January night, I cannot think of a better thing to do than to go inside a warm theater and warm your heart with some phenomenal music.
Absolutely.
Kim Shevchik is my guest right now. She's backstage at the final dress rehearsal. This is exciting. And we're going to hear another great song from Kim when we come back, and we'll wrap up our time with her and let her get back to rehearsal. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. January 25th, Ooga Brewing is hosting a fundraiser to support St. Vincent de Paul's food pantry expansion. The Leadership Beaver Dam Group will be having a baked potato bar with all the fixings, and there will be live music from Acoustic Blue from 2 to 5 p.m. Stop in and support this great cause. Ooga Brewing Company, located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Tom in New Berlin says, Pete is the Hercule Durkle from the Shire. And then he says, the Shire from Lord of the Rings. See, I am not versed in Lord of the Rings films. I apologize, Tom. So I guess that's a compliment, but I'm not sure. But thank you for the text, buddy. Always great. Kim Chef Chick is here. She is live, coming to us live from the Widener Center backstage at the final dress rehearsal. Oh, I'm getting some feedback. Final dress rehearsal for Doctors in Recital, which takes place tomorrow night at the Widener Center. Kim, we're going to hear another song you sang that I just love, and then I'm going to ask you a couple questions after that. Are you still good on time?
I'm still good. Can you still hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine, and this is great.
Okay,
so let's hear another one of Kim's performances from a recent event at Doctors in Recital. This is a great song, and it's Kim Shevchik belting it out. just phenomenal, Kim. You probably couldn't hear that. Could you hear that? It was just you singing Mamma Mia. It was just great. And that is just a sample of what people can hear if they go see Doctors in Recital tomorrow night. It's going to be just
a great show. Yeah, that was a good representation of our fun. You know, it's a little bit of fun. It's a little bit of something interesting for everybody. And then we don't take ourselves too seriously because you see me wearing some pink polyester. Pretty classic.
It's awesome. You're so much fun. Thank you so much. And crush it tomorrow night. And please take more video. We'll share it on the show. It's always fun to hear you sing. And it's fun just to catch up and talk too. So thanks so much.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me. It was always fun.
Anytime. All right. That's Kim Shevchik. Check out Doctors in Recital tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, at the Widener Center. That's a great place to see. I saw the Bodines there twice. It's a great place to see a winter concert. Kind of off the beaten path, east of 43. You don't see much of that, Conrad, in the Green Bay area.
I do because I live close to it.
all right. That was Kim Shevchik. Thanks so much. Check it out, Doctors in Recital. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, Jackie Flynn will be here, comedian. We heard a little bit of his comedy earlier in the second segment, and Jackie's hilarious. We'll talk about his date this weekend at the Kenosha Comedy Club and some of his movie work. That is coming up next after the news. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is here at 7:35. This is Civic Media. I'm Pete Schwabba. Coming back. I'm waiting for you.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipwitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump is in Los Angeles to survey wildfire devastation. Governor Gavin Newsom greeting the president.
We're going to get it fixed, so we'll get it permanently
fixed. Thank you for being here. It means a great deal to all of us, not just the folks in Palisades, the folks in Altadena that were devastated. We're going to need your support.
We're going to get it fixed, so we'll get it permanently fixed, so it can't happen again.
Earlier, the president surveyed Hurricane Helene damage in North Carolina. The North Dakota Supreme Court ruled that the state's abortion ban will not be enforced, while the state appeals a lower court's ruling that the ban is unconstitutional. North Dakota currently has zero abortion providers, hasn't had one in over 2 years. Hamas announced it would release four female Israeli soldiers held hostage the last 15 months, part of an exchange for 200 Palestinian prisoners or detainees, including 120 militants serving life sentences after being convicted of deadly attacks. This is ABC News.
This statement is not